mean one, Mr. Grinch. You really are a heel. You're as cuddly as a cactus. You're as charming as an eel, Mr. Grinch. You're a bad banana with a greasy black peel. You're a monster, Mr. Grinch. Your heart's an empty hole. Your brain is full of spiders. You've got garlic in your soul, Mr. Grinch. I wouldn't touch you with a 39.5-foot pole.
All I need is a reindeer.
The Grinch looked around, but since reindeer are scarce, there was none to be found.
Did that stop the Grinch?
The Grinch simply said,
if I can't find a reindeer, I'll make one instead.
So he took his dog Max, and he took some black thread, and he tied a big horn on the top of his head. Some bags and some old empty sacks on a ramshackle sleigh, and he whistled for Max. Knew he was there. All the Whos were all dreaming sweet dreams without care. When he came to the first little house on the square.
This is stop number one.
The old Grinchy Claus hissed as he climbed to the roof, empty bags in his fist. Then he slid down the chimney, a rather tight pinch, but if Santa could do it then, so could the Grinch. He got stuck only once, for a minute or two. Then he stuck his head out of the fireplace flue where the little Who stockings hung all in a row.
These stockings,
he grinched,
are the first things to go.
Then he slithered and slunk with a smile most unpleasant around the whole room, and he took every present, Top guns, pampoonas, pantookas and drums, checkerboards, bisselbinks, popcorn and plums. And he stuffed them in bags, then the crimps very nimbly stuffed all the bags one by one up the chimney.